Visit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Mom! Dad!
Dad!
We're down here!
Hey, Dad, would you sign this?
Mine, too.
Well, what is it?
Well, I don't know. The man at the park said you've got to sign them.
Yeah, they're having a field day tomorrow. Just sign down there where it says parent or guardian.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to sign anything till I've read it.
Heck, it's nothing. It's just a thing saying if we bust any arms or legs, you won't sue the city.
What kind of rough games are they having?
Oh, they're not rough games, Mom. They're just regular running and jumping.
It's just a field day, Joe. No one's going to get hurt. What events are you entering, Wally?
The 100-yard dash, the broad jump, and the high jump.
Would you enter, Beaver?
Just the 50-yard dash. Well, that's running. That's the only thing they got for kids my age. Larry and Whitey and all the guys are going in it.
Well, I'm glad you fellows are filled with the Olympic spirit.
Well, sure, Dad. Besides, the Chamber of Commerce has given away real gold-plated medals.
Well, I hope you both come back with something tomorrow.
Oh, sure, Dad. A whole bunch of good junk.
Mayfield Park Field Day. High point winner.
Yeah, Dad. I finished second in the 100-yard dash, first in the broad jump, and third in the high jump. I'm supposed to take it back for a dollar that I put my name on it.
Wally, I think that's just wonderful.
Well, I'll say. I think we have a future decathlon star here.
How'd you make out, Beaver?
Well, I went in the 50-yard dash, but I didn't get to finish.
You didn't get to finish?
No. I forgot my sneakers. I had to run in Lamandello's.
Oh, dear, did you fall down?
Well, no, he just kind of flopped around the track. They were sort of big for him.
Yeah. Besides, I don't think Larry's sneakers are used to winning.
Well, Wally, who did you beat in the high jump?
Well, Chester Anderson.
Well, he's older than you are, too. That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, I guess so, Dad. The coach from the high school was there, and he said I should come out for track next year.
Well, Beaver, I wouldn't feel too badly about not bringing home a lot of medals today. You know the old saying, you can't win every time.
Gee, Dad, I didn't get in it to win. I just got in to beat the other guys.
Oh.
Hey, Beav, after supper, if you want, I'll show you how to do a real racing start.
No, well, I can get started all right. I just can't keep going. Larry says it's not real gold.
What's not real gold?
Wally's trophy. He said it's just plastic.
Oh, well, Beaver, what it's made out of is not the important thing. The important thing is what it represents. And anyhow, I don't think you should resent it just because your brother won a trophy.
Well, I'm not resenting it. I'm just saying it's not real gold.
Okay, so it's not real gold.
Okay, so that's what I said.
Would you boys like to take your plates out in the kitchen and bring in the dessert?
Okay, Mom.
Okay, Mom. I still say it's not real gold.
Ward? I wish you wouldn't make such a fuss over Wally in front of the Beaver.
Oh, dear, I can't just ignore it when he comes home with the trophy.
No, but you can't ignore the Beaver either. He tried, too.
Yeah, I know, dear, you're right. Who ever heard of a kid entering a track meet just to be with his friends?
Polish so hard, Wally. You polish off all the plastic gold.
No, I won't polish it off.
Mm-hmm.
do today?
Oh, Mom and Dad's coming over. Then we're going over to his house.
Well, why don't you just meet him over at his house?
I don't know. Where are you going, Wally?
Oh, just over to Chester's.
In your Sunday school suit?
Well, yeah, I just want to be a slob all the time.
You usually do.
Yeah, well, I think Chester's cousin might be gonna be there.
Harry?
No, Kathy.
Oh.
Anyway, if she's not there, I can always stuff my tie in my pocket. Hey, leave my junk alone, Beav.
Sure, Wally. Bye.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, Larry, you're late.
Yeah, I know. After Sunday school, I went home and changed my clothes.
What did you have in Sunday school, Larry?
We had about David and Goliath.
Oh. Well, that's pretty neat the way David killed him with that slingshot.
I would have used a hand grenade.
Well, I bet you he would have, too. They'd have had him in those days.
Yeah. Last week, we had about Samson. He killed a couple of thousand people with a piece of bone.
Yeah, we had about him, too.
You know, in Sunday school, they kill almost as many people as they do on television.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a trophy your brother won yesterday, isn't it?
Yeah. He's going to get engraved right here for $1.
I still say it's not real gold.
Well, it's not what it's made of, Larry. It's what it represents for.
My brother was a good runner before he got married. I'll bet you could beat your brother.
I'll bet you could not.
I bet you could, too.
You bring him over anytime. We'll see. He lives in Cincinnati. It's a good thing.
All right, all right. Hurry up, Beaver. Get those creepy clothes off so we can go over to my house and play.
Okay.
Uh-oh, your brother's trophy. Did it break?
Sure sounded like it did.
Here's some of it. And here's some more of it. Boy, Beaver, you're really gonna get it.
I know I am. I'm not supposed to get into any of Wally's things or touch any of his stuff.
I know. I used to get in trouble all the time before my brother got married.
Gee, I'm scared to tell anybody. They'll think I did it on purpose.
Maybe you don't have to tell anybody. I got some stuff at my house that maybe we could stick it together.
I don't know.
You want your pop to holler at you for busting Wally's trophy?
Do you think your sticking stuff will work?
Well, once at home I was playing cowboys, and I busted the leg off the bed in our guest room, and I glued it back together.
Didn't anybody find out?
Uh-uh. We haven't had any company yet.
Well, I sure hope it works.
Is that you, Wally?
Nope, just your dear old husband.
Hi. Where's Wally? I haven't seen him all morning.
So were Chester's.
Thought he was mad at Chester.
Well, he was until he found out Chester had a cousin, Kathy. Now he can't afford to be mad at Chester anymore. Where's the Beaver?
Well, first Larry came over here. Then they both went back over to Larry's, and now they're both back over here. They've been upstairs for the past half hour. You know, they've been awfully quiet. Don't you think you ought to go see what they're up to?
Oh, dear, if they've been that quiet, they'll hear me coming and stop whatever they're up to. Where's the paper?
Oh, it's in the living room.
How do you think it looks, Larry?
I think it looks pretty good, Beaver.
I don't know. I don't know. I think before, he was holding that round thing in back.
I guess we're going to have to change the arms again.
Maybe we could turn the head around.
Okay.
That's not the way it was. He's going forward, but he's looking backwards.
I'm going to be getting home for my dinner, Beaver.
What will I do if the arms fall off again?
Well, you could stick them on with adhesive tape till the glue dries.
Yeah. I guess I could try that.
Well, I'll be seeing you, Beaver.
You know, Beaver, I was just thinking. If your brother wasn't such a good runner, you wouldn't be in this mess.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, Dad, when I came home, I found it that way.
Well, Beaver, you broke your brother's trophy, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
He was sore about me winning, so I broke it on purpose.
I did not. Well, if I broke it on purpose, why would I try to stick it back together?
Because you're a little sneak, that's why.
Wally, I think I can handle this.
Beaver, is this what you and Larry were doing up in your room?
Which time, Mom?
Which time?
Yeah, one time we were busting it, the other time we were fixing it.
Sure was a dirty trick, breaking my trophy just because he didn't win anything.
That's not why I broke it. Well, I broke it because I was showing it to Larry.
Well, Beaver, you've been told time and time again not to touch Wally's things, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think the first thing you should do is to tell your brother how sorry you are about this whole thing.
Gee, everybody's being so mean to me. I don't know if I'm sorry or not.
You don't know if you're sorry?
All I know is, why do I have to have a brother that's always winning stuff and getting me in trouble?
Now, Beaver, that's not fair.
All your mother and I are trying to do is to see that you do the right thing, Beaver.
Gee, why do I have to have parents that are always yelling at me?
Oh, come on, Beaver. Now, you don't mean to tell me you'd rather have other parents.
Well, just maybe I would.
Well, unfortunately, Beaver, we're the parents you've been given. Of course, if you think you can do better, why, I guess it's your privilege to try. All right, Beaver, I think you can go on up to your room.
Okay.
Okay what?
Okay, sir.
Hey, you know, Dad, maybe Beaver did bust it accidentally.
Wally, I said I would handle this.
Yes, sir.
Ward, maybe we're being a little too rough on Beaver.
Rough? Yeah, when I was a kid, if I'd even implied to my father that I didn't have the best parents in the world, he'd have taken me right out to the woodshed and proved to me that I did.
Hey, Beav, want to get washed first?
Don't talk to me, Wally. I don't want anyone in this house to talk to me.
Okay, okay.
Last night your pop actually said he didn't want you anymore?
Well, he almost said it. He said if I could find better parents, it'd be all right with him if I did.
The worst my father ever said to me was he wished I'd have been a girl.
Well, I guess this is worse than that. Tom, I gotta get new parents.
What are you gonna do, Beav?
I don't know.
Hey, Beaver. I saw a movie once where they left a baby on the doorstep. It was an orphanage, and they gave him to real neat parents. They didn't hit him or anything. When he got big, they gave him horses and yachts.
No food?
Yeah. Well, I gotta be going. You coming home, Beav?
No. I'll be home after later.
You're not gonna stay in school, are you?
No.
Well, I'm gonna go get my notebook in class.
I'll see you, Beav.
See you, Larry.
Hi. You're home early. Must have had a good day.
I did. So I came home before something happened to spoil it. I take the boys down for a haircut.
Well, Wally's home, but the Beaver isn't. It's funny. He's always home first.
Well, there's lots of reasons why a kid's late getting home from school. Sometimes the shortest way home's not the most attractive, you know.
Beaver hardly said a word at breakfast. Hope he's still not upset about that fuss we made over Wally's trophy. Talking about not appreciating his parents.
Dear, how many times when you were his age were you scolded or punished one day and forgot all about it the next?
I suppose so.
Sure. I'll bet you anything. Right now, that little character's either playing marbles or he's standing in front of a counter somewhere drinking a soda.
Yes, little boy, can I help you?
Is this where you come to get adopted?
Well, this is the Margaret Manning Adoption Society. But what is it you want?
Well, I want to get adopted by some new parents. You got any?
Well, I think I better find someone to talk to you. Why don't you wait over there on the couch?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Can I help you?
Well, I'm Theodore Cleaver, and I come to be adopted.
Well, how do you do, Theodore? I'm Mrs. Brady.
How do you do?
Well, usually, Theodore, parents come here looking for children. You're the first child that ever came in here looking for parents.
Oh. Well, I didn't know exactly how it worked.
Sit down. Tell me, Theodore, have you any parents now?
Yes, ma'am. Two of them.
Then why do you want new parents?
Well, you see, my brother won a trophy, and I didn't win anything. And then me and my friend Larry, we were looking at it, and we busted it accidental. And then my father yelled at me, and he told me to find new parents. So that's what I'm doing here.
I see.
I've got to get him as soon as possible. Because I'm getting awful hungry.
Well, tell me, Theodore. Have your parents ever been mean or cruel to you before?
Well, they hardly ever hit me or anything like that. But once when I wanted a piece of pie for breakfast, they wouldn't let me have it.
Well, they don't sound so bad to me.
Well, what would you do if your parents told you to find other parents?
I admit that could be a real problem.
Well, are those two taken?
I'm afraid they are.
I thought so.
But you wait here just a few minutes and let me see what I can do. Do you want Miss Walker to get you something to eat?
No, thank you.
You won't go away, will you?
No, ma'am.
He wants to be adopted?
He wants to be adopted?
Where is he? What is it?
Yes, Mrs. Brady. Yes, I understand. Of course. Certainly. My wife and I will be right down. He's at the Margaret Manning Adoption Agency.
Oh, Ward. It's our fault telling him all those things about getting new parents.
Oh, I know, dear. But now, look, we can't just rush down there and drag him out. We've got to give him a chance to get out of this gracefully.
Well, how?
Well, Mrs. Brady has an idea. I'll tell you about it in the car.
Hey, Mom, when's dinner going to be ready?
It'll be a little late, Wally. Your father and I have to go downtown and pick up the Beaver.
Yeah? Where is he?
He's down at the adoption agency trying to get new parents.
Gee, Did he think that up all by himself?
Never mind, Wally.
Oh, Ward, if we just hadn't practically told him to find better parents if he thought he could.
I know, dear, but I didn't mean it that way.
Gee, Dad, you're always telling us we should listen to you. Shouldn't ought to get sore when we do.
Wally, will you just keep calm until we get back?
Sure. Hey, Dad. Supposing the Beavers already got new parents before you and Mom get there. Sorry, Dad.
Gee, I sure hope that isn't her.
Well, Theodore, I've been doing some checking, and I think we can help you.
You can?
Yes. I've been talking to some very nice parents, and they're looking for a little boy. And I have a feeling they're going to be perfect for you, and you're going to be perfect for them.
Oh. Maybe I better come back some other time. I'm kind of dirty from going to school.
Oh, I think they'll understand that. You better wait.
You don't ever give kids away to bad people, do you?
No, Theodore. We make sure they're the right kind of parents.
Oh. Well, what if it's not the right kind of kid? Do the people ever bring them back?
No, we haven't had that happen.
If somebody adopts you and they don't like you, can they be mean to you? Just like you with their own kid?
You're not thinking of changing your mind, are you?
Oh, no, no. Well, if these people come in and I don't like them, do I still got to take them?
No, Theodora, but I'm sure you'll like them.
You sure they want me?
Well, from what they said on the phone, I'm sure they will. Oh, I think these are the people I talked to. Well, Theodore, what do you think?
I think I'll take him.
That's fine. I thought you would.
Thank you very much.
You're getting a very fine young man here.
Oh, we think so, too. We're going to try to make him very happy.
And I'll try to make them very happy.
Oh, Theodore.
Thank you. What are we having for supper, Mom?
Pork chops.
Good, I like them. Looks pretty neat, Wally.
Yeah. The way Mr. Clarkson soldered it up in his shop. Almost looks like it did, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sorry I messed it up, Wally.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just a trophy. And anyway, it's not real gold. Hey, Beef. How come you went in that place after school today?
Because I wanted to be adopted.
Well, you mean you wanted to be brought up by new parents? Never see Mom and Dad again?
Well, I figured the adoption place would give me to some real rich people. And then they'd give me horses and a yacht and all kind of stuff like that. And then I figured Dad would see my picture in the paper and figure he should have hung on to me.
Wow, Beaver. Is that ever goofy?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, Wally, if that ever would have happened, I was going to give you one of the horses.
Thanks a lot, Beaver.
Oh, that's okay.